Once again established in the corner.
This is a hot seat.
It's a nice one. You know, when during time of monsoon and winter, it is a nice warm seat.
What about summer?
Summer, of course, we don't have anybody seated here. Nobody is here inside the house.
Nobody. That must be wonderful.
Where do you stay in the summer? Do you stay in your room? Must be hot.
It's like an oven in summer. So ice box in time of cold season.
That sounds right and proper.
And leaky at the time when the rains fall.
Uh-huh. What about when it's just nice?
It's always nice. It's very comfortable. Everything at hand. Even if it is so dark and there's no electricity or anything, just reach out your hands and it's there all day. No need to fumble.
Convenient,
yeah.
But where do you stay in the summertime when it's a million degrees and everything?
Million degrees? We are not on in sun, inside the sun.
What's the coolest place, the veranda?
There's no cool place. Within oneself, you see. Whose is this? Well, it's something to do with the play.
Maybe the play, huh?
Yeah. And see how they forgot. Casey, is this the script?
Eric, I was reading some of the New Life circulars, and I found this whole long involved story about Dr. Ghani and this 35,000 rupees and all.
Yeah.
How did that come about? Well, did that
Bhoja
play
fund,
on...
Bhoja Fund, and that's the reason why Dr. Donkin was sent, you see. You know, Dr. Donkin was sent to the West.
That's right.
To collect money.
Yes, that's right.
In the New Life?
Bhoja means burden.
It was to pay off Ghani, huh?
Yeah, the burden fund. And funny thing about Dr. Donkin, you can just imagine how... You have seen him, no?
Yeah.
Ralph? Yeah. Funny thing about him, he tells me this story. He has had his tours and he has brought naturally money with him. Not in checks or drafts or anything, or in currency. And naturally he has arrived in India, in Bombay. He's waiting for the next train and all that journey. And he says, well, I was so tired, I didn't know what to do, and where to keep the money, and how should I... It was a burden. Apart from that burden fund, Bhoja fund means that, it was a great burden on me, to carry this, all along with it. And I couldn't resist the sleep, you know, and I was so tired and all that. I said, but where did you put it? Under your mattress? I said, no, I didn't put it there. He used to wear huge boots, you know. So he shoved the things inside the boots. You know. And on the top of them, he just put his socks there, you know. I said, you allowed it like that? And suppose if somebody had stolen the boots or something like that. What could I do? I was so tired. And that was the only safest place. Nobody would want to have the stinking shoes of mine or boots of mine. You know,
this was Dr.
Donkin. Safe way to keep everything safe. I did have those big boots here. Where is Rickshaw, you know? You know his cousin or somebody, Ricky? He's a tall person. Have you seen him?
No.
Oh, God. He has got feet about a foot long, you see. And more than that, most probably. And he would always be bare feet when he came here. I said, what's the matter with you? Why don't you wear shoes and or any sandals? And you know, there are lots of thorns and prickly pebbles and all that, yeah. He said, no, nothing fits me, you know. Oh. That reminded me of Dr. Donkin's, those boots. I said, well, I've got some fit for you. He says, you have one? I said, yeah, let's see. He tried it and they fitted. But the next day again, he is bare feet. I said, why do you do that? He said, I feel so comfortable that way. But he took it to him.